Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Practical Spirituality. I am your host, Dee, also known as Danita Nicole. That's my full name. I answer to both. It is another beautiful day. Coming to you from a rainy day on St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Super excited to talk about today's topic. We're talking about the psychic senses. Yes, they exist. But before we do that, I just want to remind you guys of a couple of things. If you would like and are interested in Now Age Wellness services, please visit the website at www.nowagewellness.com. Throughout the show, I'm always interested in your questions. You can send those to me via email at info@nowagewellness.com, or you can give us a call at 619-942-9710. A couple reminders of housekeeping things. New classes are being announced slowly but surely here. There'll probably be a big announcement coming up in just a couple days. But in the meantime, keep your eyes open for Crystals 101 being sold. I am looking at doing an online course about angels. Reiki retreats are coming, and officially Reiki Level 1. This is last time I'll be offering level one on its own. Moving forward, it'll probably be folded into the Reiki learning retreats. But it's coming up June 10th and 11th if you would like to take an adventure down here to the beautiful island of St. Croix. Or if you happen to be here already, it's a two-day workshop. We'll change your life. Yeah. Also, I want to remind you of our midweek wisdom that happens Wednesdays on Facebook. So check out the Now Age Wellness page on Facebook. Like it, follow it. And on Wednesdays, I don't post super often, but on Wednesday we always do a little oracle card fun, which plays right into today's topics. Yeah. So we are talking about the psychic process. The reason that I've decided to talk about this today is a couple of things. For one, I found myself this weekend at the Frederiksted Health Clinic, where I was offering Reiki to a group of people who are classified as homeless here on the island. Yeah, and I was talking to the nurses about what Reiki is. And for those who don't know, it's one of the most amazing energy healing techniques. But even more than that, that's not enough. One of the reasons I love Reiki is for its personal growth, spiritual development, and self-care components that are built into it. Yeah, it's never presented that way as the goal, but those are some of the greatest benefits I have received as a Reiki practitioner and Reiki healer at this point in life, is the self-care, the personal growth, and the spiritual development. Yeah. We're beginning to fold this in into this clinical setting, into a group of people who are generally not educated about this particular area. And by that, I mean both the clients, the patients who are coming in, and the medical professionals here. And I'm not saying this is true of medical professionals everywhere, just generally speaking to the temperature that's been here on St. Croix for some time now. So I was explaining to them what Reiki was and why we were bringing it into the clinic. And one of the nurses asked me, she said that she asked it this way. She asked if it makes sense of the voices in her head, Yeah, and it kind of freaked out the other staff a little bit, so I steered away from the question, but I did want to answer it because it was significant. Yeah. And the truth is, guys, for every physical sense you have a psychic sense to match. Yeah, so I'm going to say that one more time. For all, every single physical sense you have a psychic sense to match it. So when we talk about the psychic senses, we're talking about what's commonly referred to as the clairs. Yeah. So for vision, right, one of your five senses, there's clairvoyance. For hearing, another of your five senses, there's clairaudience. For feeling, for touch, you've got clairsentience. Yeah. So for feeling, right, just your general emotion and feeling, you've got clairsentience. But for actual touch, you've got clairtangency. When it comes to taste, you've got clairgustance. When it comes to scent, you've got clairscent. Again, for every single sense you have, there's a spiritual aspect to it, right? And that only makes sense because you are a spiritual being, right? So you have this physical level, but you've got your mental, emotional, and spiritual levels as well. So it would only make sense that you have senses on these levels. And it's a fun thing that nobody tells us about that or encourages us to value these senses, this information that we receive. So the psychic senses are actually our way of making sense of the energy that's around us. Yeah, way of understanding that energy, of taking in information. The same way our physical senses help us make sense of the physicality around us, of taking in the physical information, right? Do you understand? It's the same thing. It's just another level of yourself. So you understand what that means, right? That means it's completely natural, completely normal, and a part of who you are, making it a birthright. So there's nothing weird about this. There's nothing abnormal about this. And it is actually incredibly useful when you start to notice this aspect of yourself and you can start applying this to your life, right? All of a sudden, you have access to more information. It's like now you haven't read one book on the subject. You've read 16,000 books on the subject. You're a true expert in it. All of a sudden, you have more information about your humanness, about yourself, about your place in the world, about how you function. And you can take all of that information and use it to create the life you truly want. Yeah. Or to create the next step you truly want if you're already there and you have the life you want. So I want to break these down for you a little bit. We're not going to go too in-depth because this can be a whole three-day class. But I just want to go into it a little bit. So maybe you can identify yourself within this. Identify which ones resonate with you because just like the other senses, you'll find some are stronger for you than others. And you'll find that this varies from person to person. Right, I have a terrible sense of smell here in the physical world. People smelling things left and right and be like, oh, do you smell that? It was terrible. No, I'm sorry, I really don't. It certainly helps me out when you point it out to me, right? That way I can develop my senses. And the same is true of the psychic senses as well. So you'll find that one, two, or three of these resonate with you more than another. And the cool part of that is once you know how you take in information, you'll know what to start paying attention to, right? You'll know when it's speaking and you know when it's of value. So I'm going to start with the big one here, and that's clairvoyance. The reason I call this the big one is because it is the one that we have been most exposed to by media. Yeah, it's the one we've been given the most clues about, by television and videos. Here's the thing, though. It's not like what you see on TV. Yeah. So when we're talking about clairvoyance, we're talking about someone who receives information visually. Yeah. So we're talking about people who have vision, people whose dreams are speaking to them. We're talking about pictures and images and colors. But the thing is, it's typically subtle. Yeah, it's not like some great chasm opens up in the universe and out comes Yoda to speak and give you advice like a hologram. Most of the time, for most of us, it does not happen that way. It's more subtle than that. Yeah. So when the clairvoyance comes in, it tends to be more of a flash. Yeah. There are two different ways that this happens for people. It either happens outside of them, where they're looking around and they'll see something and all of a sudden that thing seems brighter, or it happens in the mind's eye, right? It happens in their head, like a movie, or it can be a series of still images as well, right? These are signs that clairvoyance, how you receive information, is how you connect to the world and often how your guides will want to speak with you. It's not unusual as well to receive mediumship messages, which I mean contact from our loved ones who have passed away in this way. It's not the only way for sure, but it is one of them, and it's gotten the most attention, I think. In a way, almost a point where people think if they are not clairvoyant, then they're not receiving information, then they're not psychic. And that's not true. Every last one of us is psychic. How do I? Because we all have the psychic senses to match our regular senses. Yeah. Also because you're human and it's just part of being human, but that's a show for another time also. Yeah. So another good way to assess these things for yourself is to pay attention to your language. Pay attention to how you speak. And if you are someone who says, I don't like the way that looks fairly often, chances are you receive your information visually. Yeah. If you are someone who walks into a room and you look around and you're like, oh, that table looks out of balance to me. It's really bothering me there. Or I just don't like how that looks. Chances are you are someone who is inclined towards the clairvoyance as one of your stronger skills. Yeah. It does require a little bit of focus to bring those images in, but it's definitely in I see you. Yeah, I see who you are. If you feel like you look at people and you see everything they are, clairvoyance, absolutely. Moving along to the second big one, is, and this goes out to the nurse who asked the question, is clairaudience. And this is hearing. This is the one where, you absolutely can hear voices. And I'm going to be very clear about this, guys. You just want to listen to the voice you're seeing. Taking in information from the world. When it comes to taking in information from the guides, you're not going to hear anything that seems outside of yourself, that seems outside of your norm, that seems like something you wouldn't, right? So if your voice is telling you to violate some moral line, you want to check in with that on another level. Right? That could easily be something going on psychologically. But when we're talking about voices that are coming to say, yes, do that, or the stove, yeah? This is a way of receiving messages. And it is my primary way of receiving messages as well. Yeah, and it's something that can be scary to talk about because you don't want to be deemed as crazy, right? And you don't want to be carted away to the insane asylum. But the reason, there's a very fine line between someone who has psychological problems and someone who is extremely psychic. So keeping being mindful of that line, you just want to pay attention to what those voices are saying. Often my clairaudient communication, and this is true for a lot of others, will come in via song. Yeah, and my guides are really, really funny. They crack me up, which is pretty awesome because it helps me stay in communication with them, helps me want to be in communication with them, as they'll sing me a silly pop song, but they'll only sing me 2 to 3 lines. They'll only sing me the significant part for the message that I need right in that moment. Yeah. So again, when we're receiving messages, tends not to be a paragraph. It tends to come in small sound bites. Yeah. If you are receiving paragraphs, that tends to be your intellect. A really good way to tell the difference of, is this coming from my psychic senses? Did I really hear that? Or something I'm creating? Yeah. And we create from our intellect. It's really an interesting thing as well, because you can hear as well, just like in clairvoyance, you can hear inside your head and you can hear outside as well. So you can hear a faint voice that you'll turn around and look, like someone calling your name. Yeah. Or you'll actually hear the voice inside your mind. But it's in a way that is different from your regular hearing. Yeah. In both examples, it sounds different. And it's easy to recognize that. It's actually easier to recognize than it is to explain, because the vibration is different. So if you are someone who finds yourself sensitive to sound, and I really, really was as a young person, people to this day comment on how quiet I am, but a lot of that is because I am so sensitive to sound. And 9 times out of 10, I'm listening. Yeah, I don't ever silence, actually. There's always a vibration going on. There's always energy going on. I remember the banging of pots. This is actually happening to me this morning. My husband was up and making breakfast, which is such a wonderful thing. But the sound of the pots and pans was actually driving me crazy, like cutting to my soul. And that's just another place where I can recognize that sound, that clairvoyance is one of the major ways that I receive information. Yeah. It can happen also that if you have a song stuck in your head, right? So I gotta say, my guides all the time sing to me. But if you have a song stuck in your head, what I always do is go ahead and turn that song on, or I'll look up the lyrics to make sure I'm getting the message. And don't get too caught up in the entirety of the song, but listen to that sound bite that you were being given. Yeah, there are about 4 more steps here that I hope to cover in the next 10 minutes. Good luck to us, but I have to take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll continue on our psychic senses.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about these services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Just to quickly address the messages that are flowing in here, I cannot tell you why some of you have the show ready to play at 1 o'clock. We are live now, and it's about 12:30, not quite. Not to worry, because if you ever miss it, you can always listen to it in the archives at your convenience, in your own space and time. So you have access to that all the time. Always nice to join us live, but if you can't, that's okay. You can still get the information. The other thing I want to note while coming up is that, guys, Mercury did go retrograde. Yeah. And there's been a lot of talk about this lately. Super popular thing for everyone to point out now. But we never point out the real point of this. Yeah. So when Mercury retrograde, most of us know that there are communication errors. It's not the best time to go into contracts. Electronics have trouble. All of these things happen. But it is not for us to expect doom and gloom and the worst. It is actually the world's way of encouraging us to focus our attention inward. Yeah, when Mercury goes retrograde, it's a really great time to stop and reflect and make sure things are really moving the way we want to. You get 6 weeks every quarter to do this. So Mercury retrograde is not your enemy. Be a little frustrating for the way our society has set things up, but it's actually just a moment to take time for yourself. To be a little quiet, a little more reflective. And if you bring that into your everyday, the Mercury retrograde won't be so frustrating. So I'm writing the confusion there off as a Mercury retrograde thing. Anyhow, I want to get back to our psychic senses here. The other one that I'm going to cover, and I only have an opportunity to talk about one more of these today. Maybe we'll do a follow-up show on this. Is clairsentience. And this is clear feeling. This is another big one. I think these are the top three, so I'm glad we at least covered these ones ever so lightly. But this is clear feeling, yeah? This is when you have an inner knowing, you walk into a room and you know that there's been an argument because you can still feel it in the air. This is the thing that allows you to know that when someone is saying, no, everything's great, but you can feel it inside of you that it's not, that they're not, and I just don't feel like talking about it right now, which is okay too. But it is that sense of feeling. And yes, guys, your sense of feeling is one of your psychic senses. So if you're saying, I'm not sure why I feel this way, it's time to pause and take a moment and pay attention to what that feeling is. This is your way, again, of receiving information. And it is so strong in some of us that we really have to learn how to manage it. Yeah, this is another one for me, that especially when I was a little girl, this one was really strong. And I've kind of switched over to ones that for me are easier to manage, like the clairaudience and the clairvoyance. But the clairsentience was my very first one. So I'm saying that to point out to you that just like your other senses, they'll evolve and change over time, right? Someone was just saying to me the other day that they think their vision is not as good as it used to be, right? But what is better than it used to be? How much more wisdom do you have? How much wind do you have? All of these things, as we grow and change, all of our senses grow and change, including our psychic senses, right? Because it's the same. It's not any different. So this is one where if you are someone who walks into and says something doesn't feel right, clairsentience is how you take in information. Yeah. And it's something that all of these senses are something that we are often taught are not correct. And it's not always done intentionally, right? It can happen as easily as a child feeling something's wrong and asking their parent, and the parent saying, no, no, honey, everything's okay. As opposed to saying, you know, I'm having a little bit of challenge here. I just need a few minutes to try and figure something out. Yeah. Or your father are just having a moment of disagreement. As opposed to completely writing off, completely making them feel like their feeling was invalid. So if you are in that place where you have these feelings, but you're like, no, it's nothing, or you're immediately sending them away, you might want to look back and see where you were taught that this information is invalid. Yeah, because it happens so often. I mean, when it comes to the clairvoyance, think of the imaginary friend that so many children have and is real for them. And you ask them what they're doing and they actually look at this imaginary friend and then they can tell you what they're doing. But because we couldn't see it as parents or teachers or friends or loved ones, we told them it wasn't real. Right? So immediately we've taught that child that the information they're receiving isn't true unless it's happening within the physical senses. And unfortunately, what that does is limit them just to that one book of information rather than all 16,000 books. Does that make sense? Yeah. Guys, when it comes to these things, it's just part of who we are. We don't often work for them. We can work and develop them as skills. Yeah. So I was a dancer for many, many years. Everybody on this planet dances. What made the work I put into developing the skill, right? You have these things. They are gifted to you, right? And it's interesting to me that people truly respond when I present them the clairsenses as gifts. Because it's really just a part of who you are. Yeah, it's gifted to you the same way your hair is gifted to you. It's gifted to you the same way your eye is gifted to you. And we don't often think about our hair or our eye color as gifts. Why is it necessary for us to think of the clairsenses as gifts? Or even moreover, why don't we think of all of these things as gifts? Yeah. So it's funny that things can be true and they can be real if they are gifts to us. But if they are just us, I'm probably getting that wrong. What a lot of people say. So I want to encourage you to immediately write that off. And just to start paying attention, even within these top three, because they're the big ones, chances are one of them at least resonates with you. The clairaudience, the clairhearing, the clairvoyance, the clairvision, and the clairsentience, the clairfeeling. Which one of these resonates with you? Which one of these happens most frequently for you? And you can start putting it to use. So clairvoyance. You can ask a question before bed. Anything you'd like to know about your life? Yeah, you can keep it simple. Is there anything I need to know about tomorrow? Go ahead and go to sleep. Close your eyes. Let the visions come in. Yeah, it might come in your dreams. It might come just before your dreams. But you will always get an answer if you ask. For the clairaudience, you can ask the same question, but you're just going to want to listen for the answer. Yeah, clairsentience, you can ask the same question and then ask of what feels right for tomorrow, what feels like it's coming tomorrow. And then you're immediately tuning in and using that all-important intuition. You're using your through the energetic world to help you navigate towards what you want. Because all of a sudden, when you have the information, you're in a place of power, you're in a place of choice. So use that power and choice to co-create with the universe. Believe it or not, our half hour is coming to an end already. Again, I want to remind you, you can check out all information about Now Age Wellness at www.nowagewellness.com, where I'm always interested in what it is you guys want to hear about on our radio show. You can drop me an email at info@nowagewellness.com. Don't forget about the weekly Wednesday Wisdom Fun with cards. Check it out on Facebook, social media only. Now Age Wellness there as well. And keep your eyes open if you guys want to be notified about the upcoming classes and retreats. Notifications will be coming out shortly here, just a couple days, maybe as much as a week. Go ahead and sign up for the newsletter on the website. In the meantime, guys, pay attention to your psychic senses. Before you go into a meeting, before you answer a phone, give yourself a little test and say, who is this? Is there anything I need to know? Is there anything I've forgotten? And see how the answer comes in. So this has been Practical Spirituality today. I hope it brings a little practical spirituality into your day. See you next week.